We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah, and we had learned last time that Rabbi Yochanan said to his students, go out and see what is a straight path that a person should stick to. Rabbi Eliezer had said, a good eye. Rabbi Yoshua had said, a good friend. Rabbi Yossi had said, a good neighbor. And the Rabbeinu Yonah wanted to offer a different pshat than his predecessors. He said, when we look for a good trait, he was asking his students, what trait can a person focus on that if he focuses on that trait and as an outgrowth of that, the other good traits will follow. But sometimes it's easier for us to focus on one thing and then other things will follow. So he was asking his students, where would we tell a person to focus? Rabbi Eliezer said, a good eye. V'zeu she'amar Rabbi Eliezer, ayin tova. The reason Rabbi Eliezer said a good eye, ratza lomar midat hanedivut. When he said a good eye, he meant a person should be a giving person. Shehi mida na'a umshubachat. That trait of being giving, having a good eye, is a very praiseworthy trait. V'achari yoto b'techlit hanedivut, and when a person can attain the essence of being a giving person, al kol panim yasig tamalot acherot. Rabbi Eliezer was saying, from that, the other positive traits will naturally evolve. Ki mechamat rochav libo ve'ino hayafa ba'elav amida hazot. If a person can have a giving heart and a good eye, so that's what will lead him to being a giving person. Ve'adam kaze ra'ui lechol mida tova. And once a person has attained that, he's basically made himself fitting for all the other good traits. V'zeu shekatuv, that's why the verse says, umchonen anavim mashrav. When a person has compassion over those that are humble, that's his praise. Ratza lomar, the verse means, shehanavim emotzim chen be'enav anoten lehem ba'in yafa. When a person can look at humble people and say, I like those people. I want to give those people. So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, how do I translate the word mechonen anavim? He wants to say mechonen. Ordinarily we say chanun is to be giving for free. Like in modern Hebrew, to give a pardon, to give a freebie, so to speak, is called chanina. Rabbeinu Yonah wants to say that mechonen means to look at with favor, like limtso chen, to have charm, to find favor in people's eyes. And he wants to prove it from the verse about the land of Israel. The verse says, Ve'et afara yechonenu, pious people, it says, have chanina for the earth of the land of Israel. What does that mean? They give the land freebies. From here, Rabbeinu Yonah wants to prove that the word lechonen means that the thing has charm in my eyes. It finds favor in my eyes. Shafar Eretz Yisrael imtzachen beinehem. The pious are described as people who look at the earth of the land of Israel and it finds favor in their eyes. Based on this interpretation of Rabbeinu Yonah, there is an ancient custom that when people come to the land of Israel, they pick up the dirt in their hands. They bend down and they kiss the earth. Ve'et afara yechonenu. Even the earth finds favor in the eyes of the pious, the earth of the land of Israel. I remember as a child, it was very common that when people came to the land of Israel, the first thing they did was bend down and kiss the ground. Even the earth has charm in the eyes of the pious. So that's the first interpretation. When Rabbi Yochanan asks, how do you find a trait that will lead one to all other positive traits? Rabbi Eliezer says, a good eye, meaning the trait of being a giving person, when a person can look favorably on humble people and he wants to give them. They have charm in his eyes. So that's a root to all other good traits. That's Rabbi Eliezer's interpretation. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Rabbi Yoshua gives another angle. He says, Chaver Tov, a good friend, Sheidabek el derech hayashar hazeh, Vehu nake la'asoto ve'liyot chaver tov le'ish acher la'asher libo chafetz. When a person can attach himself to this trait, to being a good friend, ve'la'argil atzmo shtei ruach achat nocha heimenu, and when a person can accustom himself that this friend will feel good with him, so that means a person will always be flexible and giving so that his friend will be happy with him, al ken yavo ba'ava im kol abriyot. Through that, a person trains himself to be flexible, to be giving, and through that, a person will ultimately learn to make peace with all of humanity. So that's why Rabbi Yoshua says, a good friend, which Rabbi Yonah interprets to mean, be a good friend. If we can learn to be a good friend to others, that will teach us to be a good citizen, to be a good all-around Jew. So that's Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachin Tov. Rabbi Yossi said, a good neighbor, Sheyehei Be'atzmo Shachin Tov. Rabbi Yonah again interprets, it doesn't mean find a good neighbor, it means be a good neighbor. He should be a good neighbor, El Shechinav, to his own neighbors, V'achar Hayoto Tov V'ahuv Ne'eman L'chamisha Bnei Adam, O L'shmona Karov Elav, Hadavar Le'erov Et Kol Bei Olam. If you can be a good neighbor to the five or eight neighbors that live around you, that's the trait that will help a person train himself to be a giving, forgiving, accepting, kind person. So again, Rabbi Yossi says, you want to think of something that will help train yourself to all the good traits in the world. Focus yourself, how can I be the best possible neighbor? So that's why Rabbi Yossi says, through that a person can find all the beautiful traits. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Haroe et Hanolad. Rabbi Shimon says, he who can foresee what's coming, Shenoten inav al kol davar, v'roe kol advarim anoladim kodem sheivaldu. That's a person who can think about what will be the outgrowth, what's going to happen. He can forecast the future. Uksheroe davar sheyesh po sachar betchilato v'sofo mevi lidei hefsed. Very often, there's an action which will give a short-term profit and a long-term loss. We're often tempted by such things. Very often they offer you a free credit card. Yeah, why? What's going to happen in the long term? And all kinds of deals that they start out sweet, but they end up bitter. So haro'et anolad is someone who thinks about where things will lead to. Mitrachek mimenu v'zeloich talonam. So if that's the attitude a person can develop, where he thinks about where his actions will lead, so then he also won't sin. Ki achshov sachar v'rak negdef seida. Because that will cause a person to calculate, how much will I lose by this sin? How much will I gain? So if a person can only be an economist with regards to all of his life, so then also with regards to mitzvot and transgressions, he will also calculate, hey, what's the bottom line from all this? And that's why Rabbi Shimon's advice is, always try to analyze where will this lead to ultimately. And that should guide a person's behavior. So until now we learned four different pieces of advice, and each one is supposed to lead us in the long run to being overall good people. And what we're up to is Rabbi Elazar's advice about having a good heart, and that's supposed to be the advice that's all-encompassing, that ultimately is accepted by the Rebbe, by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which God willing we will see next week.